cup. Boom.
If you thought 4 hours a day, 1,200 minutes a week was enough, think again. He's the last remnants of the old republic. A sole bastion of fairness. He treats crackheads in the ghetto gutter the same as the rich pill poppers in the penthouse.
Wow.
The clearinghouse of hot takes break free for something special. The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller starts right now.
In the air, everywhere, on a Saturday. Welcome into the Magic Podcast Salt Mine, another edition of the Fifth Hour, a spinoff of the Overnight Show. We thank you for finding the program, spend some time with you here on a Saturday from the secret podcast studio deep in the North Woods. And I'm absolutely loving it. Like that old McDonald's catchphrase back in the day, you're loving it, this new podcast studio. Now I am 24 hours a day, readily available via commercial radio or podcasting. And I know that makes you very happy there. You're very excited about that. Why not? It's an exciting time. Maller Militia like that very much. We are joined from west of the 405, David Gascon. David Gascon, making his way in there.
I'm here. I get some good and breaking news for you on this Saturday. We had something that came down a few days ago with a certain governor and a certain recall, and I am happy to report, which I thought would happen, and it certainly did, is that the LA County is now issuing a new health order that will require proof of a vaccination for all customers and employees for indoor bars, wineries, breweries, nightclubs, and also mega outdoor events like Dodger games, Rams games, and Chargers games. How about that? I mean, who would have thought that would have happened after an election, right?
Congratulations.
Yeah.
That's right.
There you go.
That's right. I mean, what a fucking surprise, right? And, that is amazing.
Okay. Well, listen, that's the invite. It is amazing, though. The amazing thing is that in some places, you can just go to a game. You don't have to show any kind of proof that you've had a jab or anything like that. And then in other places, you can't go anywhere without having the verification, which is going to do a tremendous service for those that make counterfeit vaccine cards and things like that. And of course, there's a database, though. So how's this going to work? Do you have to have your name entered in the database, or I'm not sure how that all goes down.
I don't know. So, I mean, you think about the folks that want to get their DNA checked. They'll probably be signing up for this as quickly as possible. I'm sure they'll
protect the Gascon DNA. You protect at all times, right? You say no to that. That is very sacred.
Territory. One, I don't need to know where I came from. I know where I'm at now. I don't need to be digging up people from the past, because if they're not here now, then they're not going to be around in the future. And what's the added benefit, right? Like, what am I going to do? Put something down on a job application now? Like, am I going to claim like I'm some kind of group or whatnot, or ethnicity now that I find something out? No, I could care less. I am who I am. I don't need that shit.
Come on, man.
Yeah.
Okay. That's exactly it. You got both presidents in there today. Nice job.
Yeah, I've been working on my sound effect game. I've been trying to.
Soda!
Yeah. I get that.
It's interesting.
I don't know what that is, but I even got former presidents.
Come on, man.
Yeah. There you go.
You got Obama, Biden, and Trump. Nicely done.
Yeah. I've got everything. Yeah, so it's I'm good.
So so you have 43, 44, and 45. Or no, excuse me, you have 44. That's right. Yeah, you have 44.
Yeah.
45 and 46.
Three in a row. I don't have any Bush.
Don't be rude.
I'm sorry. I don't have any Mr. President. I do not have any there. So
we all need to laugh.
Yes, that's why we're here. That's why we're here too. How many people are being triggered right now, Gascon? Well, I get an email from someone. I used to listen to your podcast, and then you played those sound effects, and then all of a sudden I can't listen anymore.
It's probably political bullshit.
Maybe. Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe they'll recall you. Maybe they'll bring you back into to the studios at Fox for doing this. That's, you know, I heard they were bringing employees back that were on vacations because they needed some help.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, some people didn't want to work, and other people had to come in there, and it was,
Did you verbally murder Brian Fenley last week?
No, I've been seeing my therapist, and I'm getting a therapy dog and nice. Taking my meds, and so I'm okay. I'm on. Yeah, it's been okay. I've gotten over it. Professional. I thought Ilo was great. I was a little concerned. I've known Isaac since he was in high school, and I know he is an old soul. He's very professional. He goes to bed early. And I was concerned he wasn't going to play along. We like to goof around in the overnight, but I thought Isaac was great, and we had a good time, had a lot of laughs, and I was pleasantly surprised. I thought Isaac did a wonderful job filling in, and I when I saw his name on the schedule, I was like, "Whoa, wait a minute here, what's going on? Did somebody make a mistake here?" And then when he showed up, it was pretty cool.
Wow,
so I was happy. I love it.
Interesting.
Always nice when you're pleasantly. See, this is one of the advantages, Gascon. When you always think the worst, and then you get a pleasant surprise, you're like, "Wow, that was just what we needed."
Yeah,
that was outstanding. So,
I mean, you would agree that it's not often. Well, actually, like the ability for an anchor during your show to elevate your show is not. It doesn't. It's not high on the radar, right? Like it. It's more likely for an anchor to torpedo your show, not to elevate it.
Well, that's been my experience often, that it's enemy combatant, friendly fire, I like to say. I'm often taken down by friendly fire. But I go in with the high expectations and hopes that will not be the case. And then eventually I just settle in. I'm like,
okay,
you know, okay, that's going to happen. So I'll just kind of deal with it. And then, occasionally, very rarely do I just completely lose all sense of reality. But typically when you give first round tennis scores of people no one has heard the fuck of, that normally triggers me. That normally gets me. That is a pet peeve of mine. And that sends me sideways. So on this Saturday podcast, we have a exclusive story that I have saved for the podcast called SWAT. It's called SWAT and Man of the People. I also got a very, before we get into all that, I just remembered here, I had a very unique cameo experience. And I'm going to say this before I get into the full cameo story. I love doing the cameos. Sporadically, they pop up every so often. A big fan of the show wants to have something unique and do the cameo. And I think it's great and wonderful. I'm on cameo.com, Ben Maller. But if I can, please, if you're planning on doing that, you don't have to do it. It's fine. You know, some of you guys have done it. And I've, for a few people, it's tradition. Like once a year, I'll do a cameo for you. And I love doing it. But, all right, little pet peeve here. Another pet peeve. So if you're going to do a cameo, I beg of you to go on cameo.com and book there. And I'll tell you why. Because if you have an iPhone and you buy in the App Store, Apple takes, hold on a second. Let me look at the math here, Gascon. I'm going to go to the phones on this. Hold on a sec here. Let's see if I can get this up real quick. Because the percentage that is shaved off the top is insane. It is absolutely
live doing this at the Maller Mansion.
I'm doing this live here on the podcast here. I'm going to the Cameo app, which I have on my phone, and I am all right. Let's see. Oh yeah. Here's the breakdown. So if you buy a Cameo on the regular, like the most people use the app, Apple takes 30% off the top.
Yes.
They shave you 30%. Cameo then takes 25%. So now they take 25%. But the 30%, where if you the same Cameo, if you get it on cameo.com, they don't take the 30%. It's just 25%. And you know, I learned that, and I've got to set it up, right? I haven't done it on my phone, but there was a guy on The Office. You know, one of the assistants, I forget the guy's name, and I don't know how else to describe him other than he's African-American, kind of, There's a meme of the guy. You know the actor I'm talking about? Kind of an older guy, middle-aged guy, older guy. Got a very distinctive face. You know who I'm talking about? I don't remember the guy's name. I'd say his name if I remembered his name. I'm not good with names and actors. I don't know.
Is he the one with the high-pitched voice?
He's the guy, you know, he had the famous, like, his eye roll, kind of like his disheveled face look, where he kind of, he's very charismatic with his face. But that's not important. So that guy's on Cameo, and he had on his page, he is unavailable unless you book on Cameo.com. So that guy, he's like, he figured it out. He's like, hey, listen, I'm only going to do it this way. But no, I did a Cameo for Aussie Momentum. Hmm. And he wanted me to give advice to a buddy of his who, it's always weird because I don't know if this other person knows who I am, and it's odd. And I had to, like, you know, talk some Aussie rules football. So I did a little Aussie rules, hot Aussie rules football talk. Did a little bit of that. Did some recon on the Aussie rules football. But it was cool. So cameo.com. Yes. I am available, and it'll sound better than before, because before I had that shitty podcast studio. And now all of a sudden it's first class all the way. I got sound effect here. I mean, come on. Even Brittany over there loves it. That's right. She's a fan. She can't get enough of it.
Oh, my God.
All right. So the SWAT story here, Gascon. So this being the fifth hour, I try to save some have said some the life of Mahler on the Saturday podcast. So I have put aside this particular story, which is a pretty good story. It's one of the more interesting things that's ever happened to me in my life. In my life, something like this had never happened before. So last weekend, I found myself, I don't even tell you about this. I didn't even tell you about this. I didn't text you. You don't even know about this. So I found myself in my old stomping grounds in South Orange County. Mm. Now, I went to the Holy Land at Saddleback College, where the radio thing started. And I happened to be in the area. And first of all, my wife, well, we were out. It was Saturday night. My wife's like, hey, I want to eat some Italian food. She had found a place that she liked online. And so we made the sojourn to this Italian place in South Orange County to get our usual, my fettuccine Alfredo with chicken parm. That's what I go to, my go-to at the restaurant. So I pull up to this Italian joint, and we get out of the car, and we walk into the restaurant, and we realize that we're not allowed to eat at the restaurant because it's a private event. They had closed the entire restaurant for some dude's birthday party. Imagine how much money that guy must have had to close an entire on a Saturday night. Must have been an insane amount of money. So we were left scrambling. And then, you know, secondly, my wife's like, okay, we'll improvise. And she said, well, it's getting late and we haven't eaten, and so let's go to the Cheesecake Factory. And it's, you know, good food, big portions, open late. All good qualities for a restaurant. So we traveled to this place. And if you've been to South Orange County, if you're listening in the area, it's called the Shops at Mission Viejo. Now, when I went to Saddleback, it was the Mission Viejo Mall, but they changed the name. It's the same, you know, same thing. It's just got a different name. So we went to Cheesecake Factory, parked the car, whatever, normal thing, get into the restaurant, have to wait about 10, 15 minutes for a table. Table opens up. We go in. We order appetizers, order drinks, ordered pretzel bites. I remember what we ordered, pretzel bites with the cheese fondue. Very good, very good. A little overpriced, but pretty good. Delicious. So then we order the main course. Now, I decided to change it up. Normally, I go to this restaurant, Cheesecake Factory. I get the Cajun Chicken Littles. But I said, I'll change it up. And I got the Chicken Bellagio with pesto sauce. Solid alternative. Pretty good meal. And so we're waiting for the main event. We're waiting for the meal to come. And we see some cops pull up outside the mall in front of the restaurant. We think nothing of it, right? I think whatever. Then more cops show up. And again, we're eating. We're not really paying any attention to that. Eventually, we hear some chatter among the wait staff. They're whispering to each other in hushed tones, and there are people huddling up like they're in the NFL. And at that point, we're like, well, something must be going on. And then the manager came over and said that there had been an incident in the mall and that they would be closing early and that we had to leave immediately. And we hadn't gotten our food yet, and the order was turned into a to-go order. So there's more noise. There's more hullabaloo outside. So I'm scrambling around trying to figure out what's going on. I'm on my phone. I'm on Twitter searching around trying to figure out what's going on here. Is there something really big going on? So the manager comes over from Cheesecake Factory and says that, hey, listen, I'm sorry about this. All the food you ordered, we're going to give you the food because it's already being made, but you don't have to pay for it. So I'm like, all right, this is great. So I find on Twitter that there was a person that had walked around the mall with a gun and an orange wig and was loose in the mall.
Wow.
So I'm like, okay, we'll just get out of here. No problem. It's probably not that big a deal, whatever. But then I was leaving, we grabbed the food and the manager who had said, hey, food's on us, sorry about this. You know, they did the old bait and switch, like, no, you got to pay for the food. And unfortunately, my wife was the one dealing with this because she paid for it. I would not have paid for it. I would have been like, no, I'm not paying for that. I'm not eating it. And I'm out of here. So anyway, we get out of the restaurant surrounded by it was a demilitarized zone. And I'm not making this up. Like, we had a very short walk to the Malamobile. There was a SWAT unit of 10 or 15 dudes, full body armor, high-powered assault weapons, and they were walking past us in a military order into the mall.
Wow.
And to leave, we had our car searched. They opened up the trunk of the car to see if they were worried that the person was hiding in the car, one of the cars leaving the mall. And, you know, the good news is nobody got hurt. It turns out that some punk pulled out a gun and robbed. There was a Nordstrom's in the mall and robbed and then fled into the mall. And they didn't know where the guy was. And so they were worried that he was blending in with the people at the, you know, Cheesecake Factory or wherever. And they were worried that the guy was going to do something with the gun. And so it was a pretty crazy night, man. Pretty wild night. I did not eat. I started my fast early. I in protest. I did not eat my chicken Bellagio.
So and I just... Where were you on the Mahler scale of panic?
I was not that high. My wife was, you know, she works at the police station, the 911 operator. So for her, she does this kind of stuff. And she was like a little freaked out because we didn't know early on what was going on. When you hear somebody's got an orange wig and a gun, this is on 9/11. So your mind starts putting things together like, well, wait a minute.
Yeah.
This is on September 11th. This is an important day. Is this guy, you know, some kind of a lunatic? He's got some kind of neurosis or something. So you don't know. And I was all right. My wife was like trying to get me to not stand in front of the windows or anything like that. They were in the restaurant. It wasn't until I walked out and turned the corner and saw the SWAT unit walking in that I thought, holy fuck, this is something. This is something more than I
pretty
I
fucking intense. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it was pretty wild and the police did a great job. They were wonderful and very nice and all that. And they have to take every precaution they can. I get it. So that was my,
well, how was the food?
I didn't eat the food. I had my wife eat it at work for leftovers. I did not.
How did she like it?
I think she enjoyed it, although she did say it tasted better. You know, if you'd eaten it right away, it would have tasted much better. So,
damn,
that's the story there. Also, man of the people. Now, real quick, every once in a while, I beg for help, Gascon, from the Mahler militia, and they never have disappointed. Years ago, I told this story the other night on the radio. So, I had an ant infestation. The old Mahler mansion was infested with these little ants. I couldn't get rid of them, these bastards, for the life of me. And so I said, I need help. Does anyone have any suggestions? And I had multiple listeners that recommended the same device that I have used. This is many years ago, and I still use it to this day. Anytime I see those little ants crawling around, I go to Home Depot or Lowe's, and I buy these Terro liquid ant traps. You ever use those things? Amazing. They're great, and with borax, and that came from a listener. Yeah, what are you laughing? What are you chuckling?
I just at? It's like very like what prompted this to be called upon? Like what caused this to reach out to the Mahler militia?
Well, I had a problem, and I was talking about the fact that I couldn't get rid of ants. And I, anybody have any ideas? And then some members of the Malamusha reached out.
I know, but was this like festering for a while, or did it just all like come in an onslaught? And you said, "I need help right now."
No, it had been a problem for a while, so I
okay.
I needed some help, and people helped me out. And that was years ago. And I very rarely do that. I don't use the bully pulpit inappropriately, but people like to help people. One thing I've learned is that if you can give advice to another person, you've done a great mitzvah. If you can give someone a tip, a little life hack to make their life easier, that's great. You feel better. They feel better. That's a win-win. Yeah. In the currency of goodwill, you're doing very well. Any kind of hack. It's like you help young people out. You know, people, you know, if I could help somebody out who wants to be in radio and give them a little point them in the right direction, I would love to do it. So anyway, moving on. So I recently moved to the Maller Mansion 2.0 in the Northwoods. And ever since I moved, I have been red meat in a hungry lion's den, but not for lions, for those flying pieces of shit, those mosquitoes. I am convinced that my blood is the nectar of the gods. Every time I go out of the Maller Mansion, the mosquitoes eat me. It's over. I'm done. It just does not work. I'm covered in bites. Right around my knees, my elbows, my forearms, my neck. It is terrible. This invasion has no end. So I finally reached my breaking point, and I just said,
"Shut the fuck up, okay?
Wow.
Shut the fuck up."
Yes. And so what I did was I said, "I need help." I put a call to arms out to the Maller militia for help. And as a man of the people, endless suggestions. I got a ton on Twitter. I got a bunch of email people posting stuff and giving me advice. And now the problem I have, Gascon, is it's too much. It's like paralysis by analysis. Now, because I've got a guy in Minnesota. Guy lives near the Canadian border, I believe, in northern Minnesota. And he sent me this thing. It's like $300, but it'll last for 21 days. And it's using the same thing you would use to light a barbecue. It's got a big tank on it. Then there's other people that one guy said his wife had the same problem, and she started taking a garlic supplement, a garlic pill, and the mosquitoes stopped biting her. So there was that. There was somebody else that recommended a garlic spray that you can spray around the yard, and mosquitoes. There's an old wives' tale that mosquitoes do not like garlic, and that there's, as one listener pointed out, because I think the guy was in Boston or Massachusetts, he said, you never see mosquitoes around a garlic when they grow garlic. They just don't like garlic. And so I have to decide. I'm still deciding this because you read some of the reviews to these products, and there's some different companies that specialize in mosquitoes, taking care of mosquitoes. And you look at some of this stuff and you're like, well, the reviews aren't very good, but here's somebody that's gone out of their way to say this is what works.
Yeah.
And it worked for them. So then what do you do with that? Because I always, you know, it's funny. I bust my wife's balls. I say, well, you know, because she buys stuff based on Amazon reviews, and to me, that's a lot of bullshit. You know, there's a lot of fake reviews online. It's the Matrix. I've complained about that, so I always tell her,
stop it.
Yeah, please. And she says briefly, she'll say, okay. But then she goes back to it. Right, she goes back to it and all that stuff. And
I'm just convinced that you want to tell this story so you can get as many drops in as possible.
No, not at all. Not at all. I tell her, I say, it's not fake news.
You are fake news.
No, I say it's fake. It's fake internet is what I say.
Wow. It's all fake news.
Yeah.
It's phony stuff.
Yeah.
It didn't happen.
It didn't happen. It's not. It didn't take place. So anyway, I'm at the fork in the road now where I have to decide what to do. Now, my radio friend, Bob Fesco, morning guy in Kansas City, also has a mosquito infestation. And he's trying a product this weekend. He's going to report back to me, let me know if that product he bought works. And then I'm definitely going to do the garlic supplement because I love garlic. I haven't been eating as much garlic since I moved because we don't have a kitchen right now. It's being worked on, so I haven't been able to eat my garlic. So I'm going to try a few things, and then we'll see what works. And if anything does, I will report back on this podcast, same Maller time, same Maller station. So we will have the details on that. I know you're anxiously awaiting. Now, do you use anything, Gascon, for mosquitoes, or you don't give a shit? You don't get bitten by mosquitoes because you have that west of the 405 blood, so you don't have to worry about it?
Maybe because I have like too much hair. I don't know. I don't get mosquito bites all too often.
Yeah, you want to come over to the Maller Mansion? We'll see if the mosquitoes like you.
Yeah, I'm down for that.
Of course.
I see the I see a few of the shots that your wifey puts up on Instagram. It looks marvelous. Things just about ready to have the soft and the hardcore open. So I'm looking forward to it, man. Looks good.
My wife's one of her favorite holidays is Halloween. I think it might be her favorite holiday.
Halloween. Of course. It's every female's favorite holiday.
Love Halloween, yes.
Yes.
So I think she's hoping everything will be done by Halloween.
All right. Well, if that's the case, what's the community look like? Are you in a friendly neighborhood with families and kids and all that stuff, or do you think it's mostly just adults?
It's, it's a neighborhood. There's some older people. There's some younger. It's like a mix.
Okay.
There's some very nosy neighbors.
That
flapped around. I don't do nosy, Gascon. I don't do nosy. I don't like nosy. I don't like people meddling in my business. I don't care about the neighborhood gossip. I believe in, I'll stay out of your business, you stay out of my business, that kind of thing. Right?
Yeah,
that's my
yeah.
philosophy.
If I'm going to invite you in, then I'll welcome you to the conversation. But if not, stay the F out.
Yeah. And there's some people I've noticed in this neighborhood that really are into other people's business. And that's fine. I'll just stay inside. I'll stay in my little cubby hole in here in my man cave. And all that. So we do have time for a couple of let's get scientifical stories. These are actual science stories from the last week or so that I found that are interesting. Here's one. Now, is this real or bullshit? Real or bullshit? De-extinction, the famous iconic woolly mammoth. There's a group that claim, this is a genetics firm that claims that if they're able to bring back the woolly mammoth, they can do that to fight climate change.
Wow.
They think that the woolly mammoth, if brought back to life, they're trying to raise, of course, $15 million to grow embryos in a lab using DNA from the extinct woolly mammoth. This goes back. They have a carcass of a woolly mammoth that they claim is 42,000 years old. And these things lived
42,000.
That's what they claim. How do they know that? Anyway, these things were in Europe, Northern Asia, also North America. And they have different theories as to why they went extinct and what happened and all that. So but anyway, they're not around. And they say they hope that in this plan, they will conserve the endangered Asian elephant. And they say that taking on the qualities of the woolly mammoth could help them live in the Arctic. And it just sounds like bullshit to me. It sounds
Asian
like,
elephant. Like, does that mean it's bigger or smaller or wider or like what?
I have no idea. I do not know.
I have to like Google that. Asian elephant.
Is that racist? Are you even allowed to say that today?
I don't know.
So they claim that introducing the hybrids into the Arctic might help restore the degraded habitat and fight some of the impacts of climate change. That sounds like crap.
There's estimated to be around 20 to 40,000 Asian elephants left in the world.
Is that right? Interesting.
Yeah.
All right. What makes one an Asian elephant? Just being born in Asia? Is that that's it?
Symbol
of that?
Yeah. Why is it called an Asian? I don't know. I gotta like Google that.
All right, we're gonna stay in outer space, Gascon, for this next one. And they are planning within the next few years to travel to Mars. Right, this is the plan. Allegedly. So when they get to Mars, though, they're going to have to build stuff. They want to build houses, and they want to have a – because you can't go back. Once you go to Mars, that's it. So did you see what they're planning on using to make houses on Mars, because it can't go to Home Depot or Lowe's and buy lumber and bring it to you if you need lumber to build a house. You can't do it.
No. But so, I mean, it's got to be like some kind of like gas or like, yeah, it's got to be like some kind of gas, right?
Well,
like,
no, the plan is, I read this a few days ago. The plan is that they're going to use a concrete. They're going to make concrete made from space dust and astronauts' blood to build houses on Mars. Don't you need your blood?
Yeah.
Maybe. They say that the scientists have proposed using a blood protein as a binder along with urine, sweat, and tears from astronauts. They say they put all that together. You're going to create a glue-like paste, and it will be able to hold cosmic dust together. They found that that cosmetic concrete is 300% stronger than ordinary concrete.
Shit.
So your urine, sweat, and blood mixed with space dust is better than actual concrete, according to these idiots.
That's fascinating.
That is fascinating, isn't it? That's great. There's a two-year mission by a crew of six astronauts going to Mars that is supposedly going to happen pretty soon.
So Godspeed and good luck.
That's imagine leaving knowing you're never coming back. That's it. And if anything goes wrong, that's over. Of course, the payoff on that is if you get to Mars and you're like you're a hero, and the humanity will say, "Oh, who are the first people on Mars?" They'll name the planet after you. They'll name some other stars after you and things like that.
Yeah, until their names become racist and they're canceled, right?
Well, yeah, of course. I mean, eventually, everyone will be canceled. That's bound to happen. All right. One more quick one. Squirrels. Squirrels, they being scientists, claim have different personalities just like humans. You buy that? Not buy that?
Yeah. Some squirrels want to have a different nut, if you get what I'm saying.
I knew that when I was a kid because I watched Alvin and the Chipmunks. And yeah. I saw that show. And so I learned right there that is not. It is not wrong. It is not at all.
So, wrong.
There we go. My sound effects didn't work. Right?
Yes, you crowbarred it in. Yes,
right,
we got it.
Now it's working too much. Now it's all, yeah.
Jesus.
Exactly. Liar!
I'm not a liar. It did not work. Jeez.
You're not that guy, pal. Trust me. You're not that guy.
Anything to promote? Yes, Scott. Anything to promote? Just, mailbag on Sunday. Mailbag on Sunday.
Yeah, Mailbag Sunday. Our Twitter accounts, Facebook account, of course, for you, and an Instagram.
Follow us. Ben Maller. I have a different name on every one of those platforms. Ben Maller on Twitter, Ben Maller Show on Facebook, Ben Maller on Fox on Instagram, and Cameo. Remember, though, cameo.com. If you're going to book a Cameo, I'd love to do it for you. I haven't raised my price in a while, but you got to do it on cameo.com. Don't do it on the app because the people over at Apple, they just kill you. They just kill you. So. Yeah. Anyway, have a great rest of your Saturday. We'll talk to you on Sunday.